Hello, and welcome to the Southern Surf Stompcast, where we feature the best surf, instro, and beyond that the South has to offer. I'm your host, Chad Shivers. On today's episode, we'll hear my interview with The Out of Limits. But first, let's hear a brand new track from another North Carolina band, Ouroboros Boys, from their upcoming cassette release. This is Spitfire.
Thank you.
That was Metallic Blue Bikini by the Swivomatics. Prior to that, Holidays by the Plungers. And we started that set off with a brand new Ouroboros Boys track, Spitfire. And thanks so much to Nick for sending that one in. Up next, we got a bit of a dreamy set for you, starting off with Clouseau and Destination Oasis.
Thank you.
Closing out that set, we heard Leanne Douglas and her wonderful track, Dreamtime. Before that, Biller and Horton with Mood Music for a Tropical Depression. And we started off with Clouseau and Destination Oasis. Up next, we'll hear a couple of tunes from the Carvers, leading off with one of their vocal tunes, Soldier of Love. But first, let's hear a word from one of our sponsors.
For 50 years of surf music and instrumental rock, check out The Longboard Show on the radio, Tuesday nights at 9 on WREK Atlanta 91.1 FM or via webcast, wrek.org/longboards.
every nerve.
That last number was the very cool Tough Enough from Luther Brandon and his All-American Boys Orchestra from the excellent mostly rockabilly collection All-American Rock and Roll, The Fraternity Story, Volume 2. Before that, we heard Night Surf, and we started off with Soldier of Love, both from the Carvers. Up next, my interview with the Out of Limits. Hey guys, welcome to the Southern Surf Stompcast.
What's up, man?
Hey. Thanks for having us.
Could you guys all introduce yourselves and tell us what you all play?
Yeah, my name's Kevin Mills. I play guitar.
Rhodey Viola. I play guitar and theremin.
Dave Clark, keyboards.
Matt Carball, drums.
Chris Jackson, bass.
What's the significance behind the name The Out of Limits?
Well, it just kind of started off, I guess... With my background, I was in bluegrass before I started playing intro surf. And a big part of bluegrass is looking at tradition, you know, looking at the traditional songs and being able to play, you know, the old Bill Monroe and all that kind of stuff. So when me and Chris first started talking about playing surf music, that was kind of what I went to. I spent months just sitting down learning as many traditional surf songs as I could. I kind of took that bluegrass approach to it. Me and Chris just liked the name, The Out of Limits.
I like the fact that it's grammatically incorrect. Like, out of limits doesn't really work. And I was like, that's good. I like that.
And the fact that that name had been stolen from, you know, a television show, and they got sued for it and had to change the name of the band. So we figured we'd just steal a name that had already been stolen, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you come from a bluegrass background. Where does everybody else's backgrounds and influences lie?
A lot of metal and punk for me, mostly punk rock, or actually even to the point of going into the Tom Waits, Nick Cave, PJ Harvey, Leonard Cohen kind of dark folk punk, mm-hmm. kind of a cross of all that. Jesus Lizard is my favorite live band ever. A lot of noise rock, industrial. So
yeah,
that's
a lot of post-punk kind of stuff for me, and also, you know, the early punk rock and metal, that kind of thing when I was a kid, and really just all over the place. Which, I mean, I got into the surf rock back in the 80s because of Agent Orange and JFA and the surf songs they would cover, and that led me to buy a Ventures tape from the Nice Price bin at Record Bar, and kind of went from there, and then discovered, oh my God, there are still bands that play nothing but this kind of stuff. So
for me, post-punk, new wave, Joy Division, New Order, The Cure, stuff like that. Obsessed with surf the last few years, as my wife will attest. And, you know, just hooked up with these guys and enjoying it.
Yeah, kind of same, all of the above. Metal, punk, all of it.
Before I got into bluegrass, I was a bass player in punk and metal bands. So all of us have a lot, pretty much the same kind of tastes. So it works out well.
But still yet all over the map. That's very cool. Well, Matt, you told us how you got into surf music. How did you guys all get into surf music? And what led you guys to come together?
Well, for me, I guess... Chris, the bass player, introduced me to Manor Astroman back in the 90s. I was in the military at the time. So I got into Manor Astroman, Shadowy Man, you know, that kind of stuff. I wasn't really following it very closely, though. I was in the military at the time, so I was moving around a lot. And then after that, I came back to Greenville and went to school. And after that was when I decided I wanted to just sit down and learn how to play guitar again and go back to the basics. So I started doing the bluegrass stuff. And after about 3 years of that, I got a Stratocaster for my wife and as a gift, plugged it in and strummed it through a little Fender amp with a bunch of reverb on it. And I was like, oh man, that sounds just like that old Manor Asher Man stuff I used to listen to. So I just started messing around with it and I just learned a bunch of songs and called up Chris and I was like, hey man, we need a drummer.
When he was in the military, we had been playing kind of a mathy punk rock sort of stuff, and then he was gone. So the drummer and I, like over the course of about 3 days, recorded a just cheap, write the song, record it the same night on an analog Fostex 4-track sort of surf rock album. Just scrappy and technically horrible little cassette that we put together, but it was fun as hell. For me, that's always been like my favorite thing that I had done because I like that music so much. And so then, like, I don't know, 15 years later, Kevin pops up interested in doing that, and I'm just kind of, yes, finally a chance to actually play this kind of stuff. And we knew Matt and just kind of took a chance, asked him if he might be interested, and that worked out. So yeah, the three of us played for about a year.
That first year we really didn't have very many originals. I think we had about 40 songs, and about three of them were originals. You know, they were all just Diamond Head and Joker's Wild and, you know, just sort of the traditional kind of stuff. And really it was going to Intro Summit last year that made us realize, all right, we need to kind of step up our game. And we've kind of turned a chapter, I guess, and, you know, focusing more on originals now.
You guys have recently expanded from a 3-to-5 piece, which you kind of alluded to earlier. What prompted that decision?
We played a show here in town, and
The week before Intro Summit last year.
I was talking to Rhodey outside, and I didn't know him. I was just talking to him, you know, talking to a guy outside the club, and another friend, a mutual friend, came up and said, "Hey, Rhodey," and instantly I thought, "Rhodey, wait a minute." Now I've from back in like 87, 88, I remembered people talking about Rhodey. Yeah, he plays guitar. He played guitar with a friend of mine that played drums back then. And I remembered back in 87, people saying, this guy's really good on guitar. So when I realized that that was this person I was talking to, we had mutual acquaintances and had almost known each other forever. You know, I instantly was just kind of like, this is someone that could fit very easily into the group. And you know, we're not going to have to worry about them catching up, trying to learn how to play or anything like that. So, that same conversation, it was just kind of like, come play guitar with our band, please. You know, we wanted to have a second guitar, and we always wanted to have keyboards too.
Yeah, we had been talking about that for a long time.
I was almost going to be like guitar, keyboard, and theremin, you know, like, but then it just kind of worked into me playing guitar on every song. So,
and we met Dave at the first Instro Summit. Then realized, oh, he's from the same town we are.
It's a little bit of a fanboy before I joined the band.
Right.
I had wanted to have somebody else join the band from early on. I mean, when you're in a three-piece and you're the only guitar player, it's nerve-wracking when it's just you playing, you know, especially at a show somewhere, you know. It can be kind of nerve-wracking when you're the only lead instrument. When we met these guys, I mean, there was no hesitation to ask them to come over, you know, and this worked out great. Except for Rhodey.
Yeah. I like to cause trouble.
I know we kind of keep talking about Instro Summit, but again, that's my introduction to you guys and my only kind of connection to you guys. And it seemed like last year's Instro Summit in 2014 was one of your first performances. How was that experience for you guys?
It was our fourth show and probably our third or second that wasn't like
it was at
somebody's house.
It was
terrifying.
Yeah, you know, at that time we were still a three-piece. We had been playing mostly covers for a year, and basically what happened was Doug Skipper from Meteor 4 started chatting with me on Facebook. He was like, "Man, it's cool to see there's another band in, you know, Eastern North Carolina." And so we kind of just chatted, and he was like, "Man, you guys should try to play the Instra Summit." I was like, "Yeah, that'll never happen." I went and looked at the lineup from the previous year. You know, it's like the Madeira and Tomorrow Man, and you know, I'm just like, "Yeah, we're not playing that." And he was like, "No, seriously, man, they have like the Saturday jam session, man. Y'all could do it." He likes to have local bands. I sent cousin Chris Bess a message and basically said, you know, we're a new band and we'd love to play sometime if you got room for us. And he actually responded, which I couldn't believe, and said he put us in the backup list, and we were like third on the backup or something like that. And I thought that was going to be the end of it. And about 2 months before the summit, he emails me and says a band's canceled, and it was the Meteor 4 because their bass player had left. Mm-hmm. And he wanted us to play, and I instantly kind of had like a little mini stroke, and we started talking about like, what are we going to do? You know, because I messaged Doug on Facebook, you know, told him we were playing. He was like, "Yeah, well, just there's a lot of people there who know a lot about surf music, so try not to play too many traditional songs." I'm like, "That's all I know how to play traditional songs." You know, so we had four originals and a bunch of our covers of Manor Ashram Man covers of songs, you know, so it was nerve-wracking for me. I didn't know what people were going to think. And plus, I don't know if you remember this, but when we started playing, my tank kept going in and out on me, so my guitar kept going in and out. I was having technical difficulties, which didn't make me any more calm. You know, it was very nerve-wracking. I was just glad when it was over and I could have a beer. You know.
Well, how would you compare this year's performance at Instra Summit to last year's?
I was way more relaxed this year. Last year, I kind of felt like I was looking out at people who I really look up to as musicians, and they were going to be looking back at me and think, "Why is this guy here?" This year when we played, I felt like I know these guys now. You know, like you were saying earlier, it's like there's a lot of friends, and after you go to the Instra Summit, people kind of get to know each other and stuff on Facebook and talking that way and stuff. And I honestly couldn't believe that Crispy asked us to come back and play again, but I had a blast.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's switch gears a little bit. You guys recently released your first demo, which you recorded yourselves. What was that experience, and how has that reception been?
I bit off more than I could chew.
It's been humbling.
Yeah, it's been humbling. It was a lot of work. I'm in two bands. I'm in this one and a bluegrass band. I tried recording two albums at the same time, and I'd never recorded one. I tried to do two at the same time and mix them both at the same time, and it took months. It was a lot of work, but I learned a lot. I'm pretty proud of the way it turned out. For a demo, I think it's pretty darn good. We're gonna try to, later this year, get back together and do 12 songs. Probably re-record those six, because we've learned some things and some things we wanna try to fix, and with the drums and the bass and, you know, just trying to clean things up a little bit. We're going to try to do a full-length album probably later this year, maybe in the fall.
What can we expect from you guys at the Southern Surf Stomp?
We're going to just go in and be very loud, I guess.
Interesting costume.
Yeah.
The goal is competent.
Yeah. try not to embarrass ourselves.
I think we're going to be fine.
Yeah, nah.
We've gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Since I joined anyways. I kind of like pulled these losers out of the gutter. You know, just kidding.
Nah, I'm real happy with where everything is right now. You know, I mean, we're playing the kind of music we all want to play, you know. And
having a good time.
We're having a good time. We've got 13 originals, and we got probably 7 or 8 more of them that have already been written. We just haven't gotten around. You know, we were getting ready for the last Instra Summit, so it was a lot of practice. But we already got a bunch of songs already written, ready to get thrown into the lineup. We might try to get one or two of those in for the next for the stomp. So,
excellent. Love to hear new stuff, and I really love your songwriting. It's very varied. It's very eclectic, very nuanced. Like whenever I hear, "Is it a boy and his dog?" Is that the title of that song?
Yeah.
Every time I hear that song, it just kind of hits me out of nowhere, and I'm.
bobbing my head up and down real fast. You know, it's kind of a country-esque tune, yeah. Real fast, very King of the Hill sort of thing. You yeah. know?
Never thought about that one.
Chris actually wrote that one, the bass player,
with a friend of mine. That was one of the songs we recorded on that really quick, fast recording that we did about 15 years ago. And
I didn't even know that.
The way we play it is very different than what he and I put down. You know, like that was written and recorded in the same evening. So,
right now, out of all of our originals, I've written about half. Brody's written about half, yep. And Chris has got the one that the boy and his dog that he wrote, and he's got a couple more that we're gonna try to get in.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that I joined and was like, I wrote this song and did a bad recording of it. You guys want to play it? They're like, yeah, okay, cool.
That's what I do like is, like you were saying, the eclectic thing. Kevin and Rhodey, very different styles.
Yeah.
I love that because just listening to the music, the two guitars complement each other because they're very different. And then the songwriting from each of them is very different, which is great because, I mean, I love old school traditional surf, but I really, really love stuff that kind of pushes the limits of what could be considered surf or what's just plain intro, you know, instrumental punk rock, whatever it is.
Yeah, going back to the significance of the name or whatever, you know, we've never wanted anything to, you know, to be out of limits. You know, we want to have slow songs, we want to have medium tempo songs, fast songs, hard songs. We purposefully try not to make everything sound the same.
Where can listeners find your info? What's your Facebook page, and do you have any other links on the net?
Right now, it's really just the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/theoutoflimitsband.
And if anybody wants a CD, message us on Facebook, and we'll mail you a CD. So
yeah.
Well, guys, looking forward to having you guys down here in Atlanta.
Thank you for asking us to come and do that, man. It's
definitely an honor.
Of course. And you guys have a good rehearsal, and we'll see you guys in about a month.
All right.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks.
Thank you guys very much.
All right. Take care, man.
another universe where the dominating force is sound.
Kicking off that set was Groundswell, followed by Can of Worms, both of course by The Out of Limits, and taken from their brand new demo EP, which you can download at theoutoflimits.bandcamp.com.
and thanks so much to those guys for taking time out of the rehearsal to speak to me. After that, we heard Sneak Attack by The Surge. And both bands will be performing at the Southern Surf Stomp on July 11th at Kavarna in Decatur, Georgia. Up next, Tenpenny Heroes with Don't Walk, Run. But before that, let's hear a brief message from the Surf King Surfwear.
Hey, this is Bob with the Surf King Surfwear coming to you from the Southern Surf Stomp podcast. Check out our shirts and other items online at thesurfkingstore.com.
just heard Buried Alive by Bongo King. Before that, Old Flame by The Sumps, whose demo I recently found on YouTube. It was a band that The Squares got to perform with at a surf and garage festival in New Orleans in 1999. Tenpenny Heroes started the whole thing off with Don't Walk, Run. Up next, let's hear a couple from Manor Astroman, starting with Television Fission. We'll be right back. In that last set, we had a bit of an outer space theme, starting off with Two Manor Astroman tunes, Television Fission, and Specify Gravity. We concluded the set with Solaris Stomp by the Space Cossacks. Up next, let's hear a funky instrumental from the Meters called Ease Back. But first, let's hear from our friends, the Fringe Factory.
The Fringe Factory.
Why don't you listen to this recording with interest?
AM in Tokyo, 4 a.m. in Russia, 1 a.m. in London, 12 p.m. in Sydney, 7 p.m. in Mexico City, 5 p.m. Vancouver, Canada, and 8 o'clock Jersey City.
And now, folks, it's definitely Suck It To Me time.
Fun Vibrations.
Every Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
WFMU Ichiban.
WFMU.org.
Thank you.
That was Straight Eights with Ironsides. Before that, the Neptunes with A Fistful of Clams. And we started that set off with Ease Back by the Meters. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Southern Surf Stompcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. If so, please recommend it to a friend or leave us a review on iTunes. You can check us out online at southernsurfstomp.com, Facebook, or Twitter at South Surf Stomp. Feel free to contact us with any questions, comments, feedback, submissions, or requests at info@southernsurfstomp.com. Also, be sure to tune in to surfrockradio.com, where you can hear us every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. Thanks again to The Out of Limits and our sponsors, The Surf King Surfwear, The Longboard Show on WREK.org, Fringe Factory on WFMU.org, and of course The Penetrators, for letting us use their Southern Surf Syndicate theme as our intro and outro music. We hope you join us again for the next Southern Surf Stompcast.